Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about stress. Stress is something that we all experience in life. We'd like to know why and how can we make our life better. Be with us. It's going to be really interesting. Nitza, please. Yeah, there are quite a few studies about stress. There is a big American company that consults on HR, and they did a study, and they found out that 70% of the people feel very pressured at their workplace on a daily basis, meaning we are under lasting, chronic pressure, and it's a part of our life. And it's hard to live with it. Now, on this show, what we'd like to focus on is how does stress impact our relationships. Suppose I went to work, I argued with a colleague or my boss, I got really angry, I became mentally stressed, I came home, and what now? I brought the stress with me home. Maybe I didn't even say anything. But I come home and my wife or husband and my children are waiting for me. And let's try and understand what happens to a family when this kind of stress. I'm not looking at a person as a protein body. I'm looking at each and every one of us as the center of a field. Field that disperses around it certain tension, the will to receive, the will to enjoy, to defeat, to exploit. And this field meets the fields of other people. And they interact somehow, positively or negatively, and so they create all of these different tensions around them, the tensions that we live in. And therefore, even if I'm completely neutral, suppose, but if I go into some place, I can immediately feel the tensions, the problems going on there. There are people that are very sensitive that can even make a diagnosis of what's going on. This is already related to psychology, but it's something that exists and it's known. So I'm not talking about the person, but I'm talking about the person as the source of the field, like a magnet, suppose, that creates a field around it. So does man. Positive, negative, neutral, there are many kinds of fields. Okay, so suppose I encounter a negative field. There are people that come in and immediately you feel comfortable with them. And there are those that they didn't do anything, but they're such that you start shaking next to them. Yeah, shivering. Why are you laughing? Yeah, I remember a few of them. That's how it is. For example, Oren, he's not that sensitive, to say the least. But there are people that are very sensitive to it. And for them to cross the road, to walk on the street, to go into their workplace, and to come home after 8-9 hours in their car, is serious stress. And they can't calm down at night, and they continue this way to the next day. Really, humanity is suffering a lot. What interests me to know is, how does this, what kind of impact does it have on a teenager, or on a child that's growing up at home, and their parent comes back home with stress? A child receives very serious stress from it. Altogether, he gets stress. from his vacations, from school, and when you go on vacation, when you go abroad, we can't get rid of the stress there. What didn't we see yet? What didn't we achieve yet? Maybe there's something that we didn't buy yet. It's a thousand different things, and it's good that we're as if experiencing the same stress. The stress goes on vacation with you. Yeah, we just want to change its style, but we actually have to run around, catch up on everything. Otherwise, it's not what I'm used to in life. I can't just lay around in the sand doing nothing. Yeah, we paid so much. We want to see everything, catch up on everything. And so, that's how it is. I see the people abroad, how they run around, that it's really... Afterwards, they have to take a vacation. Yeah. So you're actually saying that the stress is there all the time, even if we change the atmosphere. It's good that we're only changing the atmosphere, because were we to get rid of the stress, we'd get an even greater stress. What do you mean? Because I can't simply enjoy myself. And feel calm. For me, feeling calm is a stressful situation. What do you mean? For me, it's not a normal situation. I'm used to a state where I'm experiencing a certain level of stress and suddenly it drops. So I don't feel myself. What's going on? Wait a second. Am I alive or not? Yeah, I'm alive. That's how it is. You know, there are also many people who go, it's been long since I argued with my wife. You're familiar with it. So it's really so. Steady stress is better than no stress and then stress again. It's like with an old engine. If it's working all the time, it's good. If you turn it off, to get it running again, that's a problem. I remember that in the past I used to work for many hours, and when I went on vacation, I was sick. Of course, when you work, everything's fine. When you go on vacation, you get sick. We feel it at times of war. At times of war, we're alive, we're healthy, no running nose, no nothing. Everything burns. The war is over, because actually all of the body's systems are fully alert, and then when you let go a bit, they kind of collapse. Okay, so going back to relationships, because the stress in our relationships, it's something that really impacts our life. Miss, I'm not really a part of this. I already investigated these things. I saw it on myself and on everyone else. The wisdom of Kabbalah is very direct about it. It says that the entire problem is our ego, and until we rise above our ego, the stress will grow, there will be illnesses, and life, and death, and life isn't life, and death is a kind of savior. So the wisdom of Kabbalah helps a person get rid of stress or use it correctly, to use stress correctly in order to rise above it, in order to rise above its root, which is our egoistic desire, and to invert that egoistic desire into an altruistic desire. That if I want to live a comfortable life, I have to be good towards everyone. And then, I don't mind the others. Really. Even egoistically. If I reach a state where I relate nicely to others, I feel good. I do. First of all, others treat me nicely. I'm not standing in their way. I'm not competing with them. I don't harm them. If I don't harm them, then they treat me nicely. Everything's fine. By that, I acquire security. That's the first thing. Another thing is, I calm myself down by it, for sure. I keep my health, for sure. I can get closer to those people than other people that they feel hostile with, for sure. By this I can enjoy also other people if they know that I wish them well. And then, possibly, I'll gain much more out of it. If I'm a good person and I'll be treated well, then by that, maybe that's truly a source of success. It's not really an answer that you're used to. It's very different to how people approach stress.
If I'll be calm in some society and everyone will understand that I'm calming everyone down, then they'll want me to be around, they'll want to be in touch with me, they'll come closer, they'll even hold me because I calm them down. It's as if touching me is a kind of remedy, and then, great for whom? For them and for me. And if I'm in stress, I feel bad, and they feel bad. Really, it's obvious. I can even see it on you, that these words are calming you down. They are. So, you're saying that if a person feels stress, I'd like you to take me through a short process, a few stages. I'm a person. I feel stress. I feel stress for many years. I'm afraid of getting some kind of illness as a result. What do you offer me to do? I consulted these doctors, those doctors. You tried different solutions. Yeah, I tried everything. And it didn't help? No, not really. Because what I just said, people feel what I just said, that it's better to be calm and project to the environment a field of calmness and to advance by that. And so they try out different methods and so on. Yeah, some yoga, meditations, this, that, in order to calm down, breathe better. So does it help or doesn't it? On a certain level. Okay, for the time being. But we see that it's not really a solution. It isn't. Because statistics show differently. Even though that there are many such places. Right, and from what you previously explained, many times it's like we calm our thoughts down, but on the inside, the engine keeps working. Or it's on delay, and it's ready to jump at any given moment. It depends on an external factor. Yeah, just waiting. The very first moment, there's a real reason. It bursts out, and even more strongly, as if I tried to calm it down in unnatural ways. Okay, so now I want to understand. You say that studying the wisdom of Kabbalah helps a person once he goes through a process and the group and so on. The wisdom of Kabbalah elevates a person to a completely different level, not a psychological one. So this is what I want to ask about. With the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we drop on ourselves an additional force that will have another force against our ego. Our ego is the force of reception, where we want to gain and receive and receive and receive, and we can draw the other force, the force of bestowal and love. Regardless of anyone else, just bestowal and love. That's it. Why? Because we want to reveal the force that controls and dwells in the world, the force of bestowal and love. And this is actually the practice of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning the practice of the wisdom of Kabbalah is to draw a certain force, which is positive, that helps me balance your negative force. Because my stress comes from my negative force? Yes. Because you have nothing else besides the negative force. You have no good force, sorry to say. So, there's a negative force in me that it's in constant pursuit, trying to achieve more and more pleasures. It doesn't succeed. Because it doesn't succeed, it's disappointed, it's frustrated. And so any attempt to get rid of the stress won't help. The only thing that will help is to draw a certain positive force that exists in nature against it that'll balance it. Yeah, this you can do. Okay, we don't have much time left, but still, let's try and understand what does it mean to draw this force. So, the wisdom of Kabbalah, it says that instead of the bad force, we have to draw the good force. And instead of our entire life that's pushing us towards separation and pushing us apart, the good force has to give us connection and to help us come closer. And if we balance these two systems between them, we can exist in peace. How does this force influence me? It calms me down or what? It gives you the ability to truly be balanced in life, because it shows you that life isn't only under the negative force, but also under the positive force. It shows you that it exists in nature, this positive force, only you didn't use it up till now. And how does it fulfill my will to receive pleasure, that positive force? It works on my desire, right? It works on your desire to receive pleasure by giving you pleasure from bestowal. What do you mean by bestowal? By bestowing good onto others that we wish and truly want, and work that way in order to fulfill others, in order to do good onto them. And in that, I find pleasure. But how come I care for someone else? I start caring for someone else because I see that by behaving the way I do, I destroy nature, I destroy life, I destroy myself. I'm preparing a totally bad world for my children. I see that I can't live this way. So we have to find some different kinds of relations. Our relations are the source of all bad or of all good. And if we're only controlled by the bad force, which is our ego, the desire to enjoy, and even better, at the expense of others, by suppressing others, where then I'm a hero. So what follows is that what you can do against it is to draw the good force that will do what for me, that will bring me closer to others, help me take them into consideration, bestow good onto them, give a good example of bestowal to them, that by that the other will understand that both of us can gain as a result, that both of us suffer as a result of the egoistic competition, and no one gains anything from the life that we have here on this planet. Even the elites that have billions, what are they enjoying? They just built a bubble for themselves, and they think that what they have is pleasure. But there too, there's competition and different calculations, and there too, from dusk till dawn, calculations, this way, that way, meaning there's no freedom, no pleasure from rest and tranquility, no pleasure from uniting with nature, with something that flows in a quiet, comfortable way. It simply doesn't exist. The elites, they consume drugs no less than ordinary people. You talked about something very important that I'd like for us to better understand. In order to calm my stress down, I understand that there's a positive force in nature that I have to draw. How do I draw it? Naturally, you said that there's a positive force in nature, so what does my head tell me? Sit on the beach, breathe some air, enjoy the outdoors, sit on a mountain, and draw the positive force of nature. Yeah, sit on some mountaintop in India, and that's it. Right. But I don't see that it's happening. I knew this one person who said, why work? I get up in the morning, I take a bag with some bread, something to drink, and I go to the beach for the entire day with my children. So I spent 20 shekels on all of these sandwiches, and that's it. And all day long, I'm at the beach. The thing is that you're talking about a different kind of technology. You're saying that it's not enough to go and sit on the beach, breathe some air. It won't really lower your stress. Maybe it'll calm it down a bit, like taking some sedatives, but that's not the way to draw the positive force of nature. What I'd like to understand is, how do you draw the positive force with the help of a group of people? We learn from each other, and we learn from the Kabbalah sages how to acquire a second nature, which is in contradiction to our current nature. As it says, I have created the evil inclination. That's who we are. But in contrast to that, it says, I have created the Torah spice because the light in it reforms, meaning there is a certain inner force in nature called light that reforms us, that makes something good out of us. And so, by studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, I can balance my bad with my good so that I'll feel good. And then I can live between them. That I'll have the bad and the good in a balanced way, like plus and minus in life. In the still, the vegetative and animate, we use two forces, plus and minus. It's in our tissues, in our cells, and everything. It also exists in the nature of the vegetative and the nature of the still. But in our inner nature, in the human psyche, in man's ego, there is only the negative force. There is no positive force. So, comes the wisdom of Kabbalah and says, I can add the positive force to you. So then you'll be balanced in between these two forces, and you'll be able to control your life and to feel yourselves whole and perfect in between these two forces. And then you'll be in control of your life. Okay, so we're sitting in a group of 10 people. How do we draw the positive force together? Because when we're together, we want to form between us a state where everyone cares for everyone. Everyone helps everyone. Everyone supports everyone. At 10, we want to reach a state where we're so integrated in one another that we have one opinion, one force, everything's one. And then, to the extent to which we do that, and along with the connection that we've attained among us, we study the original Kabbalah writings, then through them we draw upon ourselves a special force that completes our connection, the connection that we're trying to do. And in that connection, it starts appearing, this positive force. And we feel that it appears between us. It's between us. It's among us. It dwells among us, and that force is called the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the upper positive force in the creatures that want it. And therefore, they made such great efforts in order to reveal it. And how does it influence the stress of each of the individuals in this group? No more stress. We all understand. How can we behave? We all understand. How can we use these two forces? Our ego, the minus on the one hand, let's call it left, and the positive force of connection, the plus, on the right side, and we need these two forces. And how is it different than any other psychological therapy that calms a person's stress down? What's the main difference? The main difference is that when we start controlling these two forces, then we start operating our own nature. It's like starting a motor by plus and minus, like in electricity. The very same way we can operate our life, but our life is operated on a higher level than the one we're on right now, because we're operating it by these two new forces that are balanced. The plus and the minus, they give energy to the group, and the group becomes like an engine, and it starts feeling the reality that exists between these two forces. And that's called the upper world, truly a new reality. Where is this world? This world is between us if we connect correctly and receive the positive force. Does such a process calm a person's stress? Of course, and it doesn't only calm it down, but a person gains control over his life. And how does it influence his desire to enjoy and succeed in life? He has different kinds of success in life. I'd say that by this he acquires a new system of values. And what about pleasure? His pleasure is by achieving this new reality that exists between these two opposite forces, an upper reality. He feels that he is living an eternal life. It's a very serious and special development. That friend of yours that you told us about a few minutes ago who said, "What do I need all of this headache for? A few sandwiches, 20 shekels, and I'm at the beach all day long." Were I to bring him to the studio now and I tell him, "Did you understand what Dr. Lightman explained? He talked about stress and so on." He'd say that, "Yes, I understand that by doing this, I'm merely running away from my problems. I want to shut my eyes and not see anything." But eventually, the problems, they don't go away. So what's the alternative that you're offering? To rise to the next level of our existence. This is something that nature forces us to do one way or another, and this is why we're experiencing a global crisis, and therefore we will have to acquire this next degree one way or another. So the era of stress, as the experts call it, it's not something random. It's there in order to advance us as human beings to the next degree of our qualitative development. Yes. In which we'll live how? We'll be in control of our life. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.